May, next year, a year from now. Yes, right. Ellen plans ahead. Well, our next performer is a wonderful poet, and she always brings wonderful original poetry with us, and she always acts the poems out. And so she'll be doing a mini set on November 8th. Suzanne Owen. Here.
Suzanne, here.
Good. I feel dizzy. Okay. Oh, God, I am dizzy. Huh? I think I can do this. Yeah. Oh, Howie, that was so good. It was so great. So much energy. This poem is about my daughter when she was 13. And in August, she'll be having her second child. She's not 13 anymore. And so this was written when when she was a child, almost adult. All right. And it's called On Discovering My Daughter's Journal. Your journal, covered with animal stickers, dazzles me, springs up from your desk like a jack-in-the-box, flaunting itself on the cover, that word, private. I confess, the thief in our house is me, your mother. Tempted in your quiet room. My eyes pick through scribbled poems, everyday events, then suddenly touch the word boy, friend, someone you told me about to get a Coke, to study with at the library. I leaf through pages as if searching through a closet and discover you go with him to the graveyard, the spot where no one bothers you except crooked old stone slabs, the dead. Suddenly my eyes grab something genuine, a natural silk. You ask him why he doesn't kiss you. He doesn't know how far you want him to go. And you tell him to skip step one, go to step two, like we put your first bike together? Huh, I look up at the walls, bare-chested rock stars twisted into strange contortions point powerful guitars at me. Half-closed eyes, demanding looks, 49 of them, like a zombie squad, smirk down at me. I drop my eyes, embarrassed by the crowd of guardian angels around your bed, and read on. I didn't know there was that much to write about a tongue. He covered your eyes with bubblegum wrappers? Oh, shy, shy dear, cool as a Coke on a summer day, who won't eat spicy foods, you describe. Now I remember our trip to the desert, the little cactus growing under the nurse tree's strong, wide leaves, how it shaded the tender shrub from desert sun. I remember, too, how pleased you were when finally you could reach up to kiss me on my chin, then nose, at last my eyes. These eyes that widen like drawers opening, filled with top secrets. You're considering step three? What the hell is that? You little cactus. Didn't I just buy you your first bra? Can't I count on both hands how many times you've had your period? Oh, you have spiked up, leaving this scrubby fish bush below. Oh, my girl, the one I thought I knew so well, hiding your secret body beneath locked doors, large towels, bulky sweaters. I've caught myself without gloves, my fingerprints on everything. Now I must find a bag to drag away these pilfered coins. I have spilled everywhere.
Wonderful. Thank you, Suzanne. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.